And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 12th of January, 2014. Jack London, born on this day, 1876, in San Francisco. Self-educated man, worked as an oyster man for a time, worked on a sealing schooner off the coast of Japan, sailed to Alaska to join the Klondike Gold Rush. And it was from that experience he wrote the books that made him famous, The Call of the Wild and White Fang, and his famous short story, To Build a Fire. It's the birthday of the novelist Haruki Murakami, born in Kyoto, Japan, 1949. He was the child of teachers of Japanese literature, but he himself was more interested in American literature as a boy. Graduated from college, operated a jazz bar in Tokyo called Peter Cat. He was 30 before he started to write, inspired, he said, by watching a baseball game. His first novel, Hear the Wind Sing. His novel, Norwegian Wood, sold millions of copies in Japan in 1987. And to escape his celebrity, he and his wife lived abroad for several years in Europe and then in the United States. He taught at Princeton. In 2002, he published Kafka on the Shore. Haruki Murakami, who said, I write weird stories. Myself, I'm a very realistic person. I wake up at 6 in the morning and go to bed at 10, jogging every day and swimming, eating healthy food. But when I write weird. It's the birthday of Walter Mosley, born in Los Angeles, 1952. His father was black. His mother came from a family of Russian Jews. He went off to college in Vermont to get away from the Watts riots in Los Angeles. Worked as a computer programmer for a time, and that in 1982 he read Alice Walker's The Color Purple and said, when I read Walker, I thought, I could do this. And he began writing a novel about a character named Easy Rollins, living in Los Angeles in the late 40s. The result was his book Devil in a Blue Dress, the story of a black World War II veteran, just been laid off from his job. A white man hires him to find a white woman who's known to frequent the black community. And it's the birthday of the Puritan governor, who said, we must delight in each other, make others' conditions our own, rejoice together, mourn together. The governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony, John Winthrop, born in Suffolk, England, in 1588. Here's a poem for today by Thomas Campion, a poem from the early 17th century. Now winter nights enlarge this number of their hours, and clouds their storms discharge upon the airy towers. Let now the chimneys blaze and cups o'erflow with wine. Let well-tuned words amaze with harmony divine. Now yellow waxen lights shall wait on honey love, while youthful revels masks and courtly sights sleep's leaden spells remove. This time doth well dispense with lovers' long discourse. Much speech hath some defense, though beauty no remorse. All do not all things well. Some measures comely tread, some knotted riddles tell, some poems smoothly read. The summer hath his joys, and winter his delights. Though love and all his pleasures are but toys, they shorten tedious nights. A poem by Thomas Campion, Now Winter Nights Enlarge. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles and engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.